Well, up next, the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center anchors biotechnology in the Midwest. I'll report on the roots of this collaborative research center and its mission to feed the people of the world. It was 1998 when former President Jimmy Carter delivered the keynote address in St. Louis, launching plans for the Danforth Center. The president said, "As we stand on the brink of the millennium, there's no greater challenge ahead than to feed the world's population and to ensure the health of our children, and to accomplish that without further degradation of the earth that sustains us." Well, 3 years later, in 2001, the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center opened in St. Louis. It was built in part by financial gifts from the Danforth Foundation, the Monsanto Fund, that's a philanthropic foundation, and a tax cut from the state of Missouri. The center works in alliance with the University of Illinois, the University of Missouri, Purdue University, Washington University St. Louis, and the Missouri Botanical Garden. This alliance allows scientists and students at these academic institutions to cooperate across traditional boundaries, like state and national lines. Cassava Research, says the Danforth Plant Science Center's Director of Public Relations, Rob Rose, is one of the early success stories. Rose says this research echoes Jimmy Carter's call to the aid the poorest nations of the globe.
Poverty in Africa is a big deal, and I think globally you see countries marshaling resources to address not only health issues there, but poverty reduction and giving people the opportunity to plant more food so they can increase their food production is really going to be a big deal.
The root of the cassava tree is consumed in many tropical areas of the world. Danforth Center research on cassava is just one of dozens. Many are rooted in the cultural practices of the Midwest, where farmers grow corn, soybeans, and wheat. The research focuses on four primary areas: developing new materials and products from plants, adapting plants for environmental stresses, enriching the nutritional value of foods, and controlling plant pests and pathogens. Well, the Danforth Center was established in part to anchor biotechnology in the Midwest. As a not-for-profit collaborative scientific research facility, Rose says its biggest success so far may be gathering and garnering acceptance of biotechnology around the globe.
I think the biggest success that we've had really has been the PhDs, the visiting PhDs, the postdocs that have come to the Danforth Center. They have actually come from over 20 different countries. And they come to the center for 2, 3, 4 years at a time, and then they go back to their homeland. They go back to their home country that sponsored them, and they take the knowledge that they've learned, and they bring that to their country. So I think that is a huge success. I think that transference of knowledge helps to further the biotechnology industry because it builds acceptance and understanding. It's no longer this black box of concern. I think that's been a huge benefit, not only to St. Louis, but I think also to the biotech industry as a whole.
The Danforth Center, in its first 5 years of operation, produced more than 150 peer-reviewed white papers and has applied for and received a number of U.S. patents. It is one of the reasons Rob Rose believes the stated goal in 1998 of making the Midwest a mecca for biotechnology by establishing the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center has been reached. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.